Showtime.
Okay, that's gonna set him off, though.
I know.
Clapping like that.
I'm sorry.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Coffee and a Fat Lip. I'm back with the fat ass because he's living in my back room.
Real nice, nice.
Yeah,
real
fuck nice. You. Listen. I don't care. I don't know if you've noticed this every day, but you could just make fun of me back instead of being like, real nice. Just make fun of me, guys. Yeah, you know, everybody fucking takes shots at Cunty because he's a fucking fat ass. Yeah. You know, you could just make fun of me back like a man.
No.
You won't hurt my feelings because I don't care what you think.
I'm too high.
See, that's a you problem, though. I know. Once again, this is why I make fun of you, because you have things like that to say.
Yeah, but anyway, I really want to learn how to ski. I think I'm going to go...
Right for the jugular with this.
I think I'm going to go on Sunday and learn how in Kingston.
Wait.
Like, random.
You're going to just go learn to ski on Sunday.
I'm just going to go try it, yeah.
Are you even going to be able to put the boots on?
Yeah, I can put the boots on.
Are you sure?
I'll make sure I go to, yeah.
I'm Are you going to have to pull that toenail off?
Yeah, it's happening Saturday, so we're good. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on an adventure. I need an adventure, and I'm going to go on an adventure. I'm going to go do it.
So what you're telling you really going to learn how to ski?
Yeah.
You're not afraid of falling?
Oh, I'm going to fall real good, but I don't care.
You're not afraid of, like, a life-changing injury?
Dude, I'm going to go on the bunny hills, and I'm going to learn pizza and french fry, and that's pretty much going to be it.
Okay, you want to be french fry, not pizza, right?
No. Okay, so french fry is to go fast, and pizza is to stop. So.
Oh.
Pizza, french fry. Pizza, french fry. Yeah, I've been practicing. I think I'm
ready
to
go. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm going to do it. I can touch my toes now without getting dizzy, you know, reach some fitness goals. I think I'm going to try it.
Is this because I've been calling you a fat ass?
No, it's because I haven't really, like, done anything random in a while. And I'm like, yo, let's go. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do it. And, like, the bunny hills.
Lay down.
The little starter areas. You have someone.
I know what the bunny hills are, but I'm surprised that you're really this. You've never been this committed to anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. You won't go with me? It'll be a good time.
I'm not learning to ski. Are you fucking crazy?
Come on, you can learn how to snowboard.
No, I don't have the money for this.
I'll pay for it. Come on, it'll be a good time.
Four children in the house, my friend. Four children in the house and a wild dog. I don't have the time for this. I cannot believe that you, of all people, are like, I'm going to learn to ski, but, like, you won't try CrossFit.
No. I want to ski, man. I want to ski. I watched a documentary about, like, skiing and snowboarding, and I'm like, I could do that, but at a much smaller scale.
What was the documentary called?
I forget. It was on Netflix.
These are the things that you have to remember for stuff like this.
Yeah, man.
You want to know what I know you'll remember?
What?
That preview I showed you yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the Mortal Kombat movie.
What do you think?
It's going to be great and terrible at the same time, I think.
Okay, why?
One, I don't know who this Cole character is, and it's pissing me off.
Why does that matter to you so much?
Because he's not in the games.
Oh, little backstory. Crunchy beat one of the guys that created, right? The Mortal Kombat 11
video game.
He beat a developer, right? That's what they're called?
Yep. And I got the title and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole nine, yeah.
He's gay. The developer and Crunchy, both of them. They had sex afterwards.
That's what stuff I did. I beat him with Scorpion.
Really? You didn't even Kano him?
That was before my Kano days, before Kano was my Mano.
So why was it Scorpion before Kano?
Because at one point, Scorpion's teleport was a mid.
What does that mean?
It means that you couldn't duck it. So if you were ducking, you still got hit. Now it's a high attack, so you could duck right under it.
But what if you jump when he does it, when it was a mid?
No, still, it's mid.
So you just got to step away.
Yeah, you got to block it. Yeah, that Scorpion used to be overpowered. Now he's kind of predictable.
Okay, so who's the best guy to play with?
I don't know. They're all really good if you're good with them. That's the thing.
But, like, who's, like, the number one go-to guy?
Like Liu Kang.
Really? Still?
Liu Kang, yeah.
They still play with Liu Kang. All right, that's cool. I could still play this game.
A lot of people play the Joker.
Why is the Joker in Mortal Kombat?
Beats me.
Who else is in it?
I don't know, a lot of people.
Like who?
Spawn.
The Terminator?
Yeah, the Terminator.
I edited all your spawns. Did you see that?
No, why?
I changed all of them.
What? Why? Why would you do that?
Because that was the guy that I was using.
Oh, you're practicing?
I did that day, but it was not good because you had a shitty broken controller.
Oh, yeah. It does that. Broke.
What? Yeah. Why didn't you ever get a new controller? How did you do that to that one anyway?
Dude, it was just from pounding on it, like from playing Mortal Kombat. Like, I want to get a fight stick with the mad loot. And I could use that loot to get a Switch.
Or a 3D printer. Whatever happened to that? Why did you stop talking about that?
Because I really don't think it's viable with the electrical panel. Having those switches, I don't like it. And then it's going to cost like a grand to put that fuse box in.
Stop. Why do you think it's not viable? What makes you an expert?
Because it looks old as fuck. It's like older than I am.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something. That electrical panel was clean.
Yeah. I got to get fuses. I got to get like a shoebox of fuses.
Are you really that worried about all of this?
Yeah, I'm terrified, man. I'm afraid I'm going to like be microwaving something, having my computer on and my TV on at the same time and keep popping fuses. I really think that's what's going to happen. Because one of the ladies was like, oh, before they left, they were going to change the fuse box, but they never did. And I'm like, oh, that's reassuring.
Why were they going to change the fuse box?
Because it's old as fuck.
That's... You're not listening. You're just saying something, and you don't understand the actual mechanicals of the entire situation. You're just repeating.
I don't even know how they look when they burn up. Like, is it just like black in the middle, and it's like
it's black in the middle, and there's the piece that's connected on both ends is disconnected in the center. Like, seriously?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
What the fuck, man? How have you survived for 35 years without knowing these basic things?
I lived in a house with the clicky ones, the ones that go click off, not this.
It doesn't do that. It's not like that. You don't even hear it.
It doesn't like snap in the middle and the glass shatters.
No, the glass doesn't shatter.
And a large alarm goes off.
No. None of that. You know what happens? You want to know what happens?
What happens?
The power in that area of your home stops working.
Okay.
And then you go in there and you unscrew the fuse and you screw in a new one. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, I'm not smart. I'm not smart at all.
You got to make sure it's the same fuse, though. You know what I mean?
Yep. Google Pop Box fuses. I'm going to buy a mop tomorrow. And I'll mop the kitchen floor really, really good. And I'm going to clean the kitchen counter. Not the kitchen counter. The bathroom
counter.
You're going to
keep those two counters?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
You know rats fucked on those two counters, right?
Yeah, but I simple greened it and bleached it and simple greened it again.
Rat cum, you have to burn it. You have to burn the material to get rat cum off.
Dude, it wasn't even like on the fucking cabinets.
No. Dude, yeah. Listen to me. There's a dead rat in the bathroom to this day.
No, I got rid of it. I threw it out. I told you I threw it out.
When did you throw it out?
Last time I was up there, I'm like, I'm getting the fucking rat out of here. And I threw it out of my neighbor's garbage.
And it's the only one? That was the
only one?
Yeah,
it's the only one.
Did you put gloves on?
Yeah, I had a pair of those venom thingies. You had
the black gloves,
yes,
the black rubber gloves. Good.
I wasn't prepared.
So, what you're telling me is that you're gonna eat your food on the same counters that rats fucked on.
Well, I'm gonna put plenty of fucking. Well, dude, it's not like it's not clean. It's not like sanitizing shit. Like I sanitize the fuck out of it.
I don't think it is clean and sanitized. That's the thing.
I'm gonna get the house fumigated too.
How much is that gonna cost?
Like $250.
Oh, that's cheap.
It's not bad.
That's cheap. Oh shit. You talk to them because I got to my wife.
Oh no.
Hey baby.
So I don't know what to talk about.
What's up? You're on your way home?
This is terrible. So.
Okay. I'm just talking to Crunchy in the back.
Oh, no.
I'm doing a podcast.
I dropped it. But that Mortal Kombat? No, yeah, it's okay. It looks good, doesn't it?
No, it's okay. Help. You're just coming straight home, right? No, you don't. You're good. Just come home. All right, I love you. Bye. That was my wife, everybody. Sorry about that. So yeah, Mortal Kombat looks good. You're so fucking bad. You need your hand held for everything, including wiping your ass. Which, yeah. By the way, we need to have a conversation when we get off the air, and you need to remind me.
Jeez.
What? It's not even like you're like, oh my god, I'm embarrassed. What is it?
Yeah, okay.
You want to know what it is?
No, not on the air.
Do you
want to
know what it is?
Not on the air.
You want to know what it is?
I'll never do another podcast again.
I'll fucking beat you. You'll do another podcast when I say so, bitch.
No, never.
You want to bet?
Uh-uh.
You want to bet millions of dollars? What happened in that other room?
Oh.
What happened in that other room? Did I not hold your head down?
Yeah, you're fucking awful. You're terrible.
Yeah, and look at you now.
Yeah, you did this.
I always do it. That's the thing. So... the important news is that Kamaru Usman won in the third round, and he knocked out Gilbert Burns. Oh, my God. What a surprise.
I really didn't think it was going to happen.
Neither did I. I was fucking shocked. I wanted it to happen, but holy shit. I had faith in everything, but I was still shocked it happened in the third round. Especially after, like, the opening scrimmage, Gilbert hit Kamaru Usman with, like, a hard, hard right, and, like, it stumbled him. It didn't look like he was rocked, but it did look like it affected him. And... you know, then he comes back and Kamaru Usman just took control of the fight from there and knocked him out in the third round. Like, sat him on his ass with a jab with his right hand. Pet the damn dog.
I'm working on it.
See?
He makes it difficult.
I know he does. He's an asshole. Just so we're all clear, my dog will let you pet him, but then he will hit your arm with his paw and force you to pet him where he wants.
Yeah, then he'll sit back, he'll position himself, and then you'll lean forward, and then he'll be like, nope, I'm gonna sit back more.
Yeah, because he's trying to move his body, so you pet him where he wants.
It's like yoga petting your dog. I kind of like stretch and shit. And I don't fucking like it.
And now he's like, what are you doing? Why'd you stop? He's such a good boy. You're such a good boy, Bandit. You're a little weird, but you're good. Do what you gotta do, bro.
Bandy's weird. Bandy's weird.
Come here. Good boy. So, how many times are you gonna see Mortal Kombat when it comes out?
At least three or four.
At least three or four? Back to back?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What other trailer? You saw the Justice League one, right?
Yeah, that looks good, too.
That looks insane.
I didn't see the new trailer for the new Nick Cage one you were talking about earlier.
Nick Cage, what?
Yeah, the one where he doesn't talk.
It's not on HBO Max.
Oh, what's
it's on Amazon Prime.
What's he gonna do? Like, just not talk in it?
Oh, bro. Willy's Wonderland, you mean?
Yeah.
Willy's Wonderland is gonna be insane. I'll pull it up when we're done with this, because that one will get us in trouble.
Okay.
But Willy's Wonderland, they hire him to, like, clean someplace, and this is at least what I think, is what I remember. It's not that way, and they, like, lock him in inside of someplace with, like, monsters or, like, evil people, and he's like, the only words that I think he says are, I'm not locked in here with you, you're locked in here with me, and he just goes on a fucking rampage, man.
Oh, man.
I think I'm gonna watch Mandy tonight with the
What's
wife.
That?
Mandy is the other Nick Cage movie that I was trying to watch, because we watched The Color Out of Space,
yeah,
which was fucking bonkers. I think we should watch Mandy, because we're only gonna have the baby tonight, we're not gonna have the boys.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Just so we're all clear, I'm renting all these on Amazon Prime, and they are fucking dope.
You have to pay money for them?
Yeah, $3.
Jesus, a lot of money.
What?
You have that heads up. Like
I don't do it all the time.
Oh, okay.
I do like maybe 5 or 6 a year. You know, I pick like specific things. Like I Quiet Explosions, Voice Out of Color, and then like my mom rents stuff too. And, like, that's, you know, but, like, I have Amazon Prime for exactly that.
Do you think that pizza place delivers here?
Which pizza place?
The one we got those surprisingly good garlic knots from? Do they deliver here?
Which one is that?
Is it Gino's?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to order like 2 orders of garlic knots and have
them. All right, chill. Maybe order a pie or 2 too.
No.
Yeah, because I have to eat dinner, bitch.
We could split a garlic knots. Garlic knots.
No, no.
Extra garlic. Garlic is protein.
No.
Vitamin awesome.
No, no. Order a goddamn pie. The boys are going to their father's tonight.
Oh, word. Yeah, let's get a pie.
That's what I meant. It's not everybody. It's just me and you. The wife can't have carbs.
Pregnancy, she's eating healthy. And I'll get an 8-pack of the garlic knots and a 2-liter of soda. And I wonder if they have any kind of cake they'll deliver. Will they deliver cake?
Dude, it's 2 blocks away. The pizza place is 2 blocks away. What do you...
But I want...
You know
I
you're doing them... this on the air, right? I'm not editing any of this out.
I don't care. I want them to bring, like, cake. Yeah, I'm fat because I want my cake brought to the front door.
You're going to be the one going downstairs paying and saying hi.
I don't care. I'll do that. I'll pay. I'll even tip real good. I'll tip 30%. I don't give a shit because I got paid.
Did you guys hear that? 30% on a delivery.
All right.
Ladies, he's single. How is he single?
Because I'm ugly as the day is long.
You want to know what? If you didn't smell weird, because it's not always bad. It's like this weird smell. It's weird.
People have compared it to a yard sale that was in the rain.
A yard sale in the rain while people are playing dodgeball with onions. Do you even have deodorant?
Yes, I have deodorant. Do you want me to show it to you?
No, I believe you because you don't smell like body odor, but you do smell like rotten onions, kind of.
Oh my god, I don't know why. Why do I smell like rotten onions?
Do you wash your feet when you shower?
Yes, it might be my dead toe. It might be my toe that is dying.
He's got a toe on his foot. I'm not even joking. The entire tip of it's black.
Yeah, so what happened was Yeah, I dropped a dock plate on my foot, and I definitely broke my toe. My toe was definitely broken for quite some time. And
it's really not that bad. Broken toes are, like, not the worst.
This one was pretty awful. It split the toenail right in half. This happened at work, and I'm like...
How did this happen? How did you drop a dock plate?
Someone was helping me move dock plate and they dropped it before me and they dropped it on my foot and they dropped it on my left foot and then I dropped it on my right foot. No, but I was crying on my way home and because my feet were all sorts of fucked up and like through the tears I bought a pair of steel toe sneakers. Like I was crying when I bought them. Like we're not talking a classy elegant cry, we're talking like snot coming from the nose going oh my god, my feet hurt so bad.
I get a piss my pants. Oh no, guys, my feet. If you knew what he looked like, you would understand that is total like
Mike, it hurts so bad.
I can't. Why? But why steel toe sneakers? I hate steel toe sneakers, man.
And I don't know why, but like, why is it when you drop something on your foot, or is this just me? If you like smash your foot, your first instinct is to lift that foot up and start hopping around on the other foot.
That's just you.
It's just me? Am I just weird? Does anyone else do
that? You're like a cartoon character.
Dude, I jump up and down on my foot. I'm like, ah, oh, it hurts so bad. And my boss looks over and goes, oh my god, I bet you won't do that again. You gotta watch where you put the drop plate. Get back to work. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. And I'm like, oh,
did you tell him that it wasn't you? It was the asshole?
No, the guy wasn't an asshole. It was an honest mistake. It fucking happened. And
I have a real feeling that he did it on purpose, though.
No, I don't think so.
I think he did.
No, I don't think that. That guy's pretty cool. So
fuck that guy, kinda... okay?
No, it's so nice.
Alright, you broke your toe.
Yeah, but it was gonna happen anyway. He broke one of them, I broke the other.
Did he break the one that's got the nail falling off?
No, that was the one that was me. He broke the one that's...
That looks like it's the actual toe might fall off.
Yeah, that one. That's the one he did. And the one with the fucking...
So he did the worst one.
Yeah.
Because at this point, that nail should be coming off too.
Yeah, but it's cemented on there. I gotta go get insurance and go to...
A doctor. A
podiatrist.
Yeah, you gotta...
Podiatrist.
You gotta cut your toenails too, and then your fingernails, and like...
Yeah.
Like, with a grinder, maybe.
No, they're not that bad.
Bro, no. They are... All of them are uneven, and they are black underneath.
No, they're not that bad.
Crunch.
They're not that bad.
Flip them this way.
No black. There's no black. See, look. No black.
Bro, I can see the thumb. Look at the thumb.
Yeah, and that's not black.
Bitch, that's black.
No.
Are you colorblind?
No.
What do you think that is? Green? That's black, motherfucker.
You know what that's at? I'm gonna go to one of those nail places, and I'm gonna have them handle it.
Bro, they are gonna talk so much shit about you. They're not gonna touch your feet.
You don't think so? You don't think so? I take off my sock and like half the nail goes flying off with the sock. Like, fix this.
The tip you're gonna have to leave, dude. You're gonna be paying their rent for a month.
No, I'm gonna drop like $5 and run out of there. You're not gonna be so sorry.
You're not gonna be able to run when they're done with you. They're gonna grab that toenail. They're gonna have you bite down on
those
Chinese finger cuffs.
No.
God, and they're gonna rip that fucking thing off.
Oh, I'm gonna say
on the count of three, we're gonna rip it off. And they're gonna go one and pull.
Yeah, I'm gonna die. I'll die. I'll be dead.
See, you're so dirty that my dog is eating stuff off of your floor.
No.
Yes, look at him. The floor is vacuumed since you've lived here. Drop it. Grab that nail. Okay. Damn, dog got a nail.
I got it.
Gimme.
Here.
I'm surprised you didn't become a podiatrist.
No, that requires effort, and effort's never been my strong suit.
Every job in the world and everything in the world requires effort.
Apparently, even getting a hooker. I just suck at everything.
Well, why? It doesn't have to be your strong suit for it to be something you do. Bro, you finished that can of soda 3 times already.
No, I had a drop left. Teensy drop.
I can't take you. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You're being serious. You had a drop.
See, you can hear it. You hear it. I got a little left.
You want to see how much I have left?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, you got a lot left. I have a teensy drop. So you look teensy drop.
And now it's gone. You want to know what it is that keeps going? You know what it is? It's the spit. It's your spit. It keeps going back in there. You just keep drinking it.
Ew, gross. No, that's not the truth.
It's all backwash. That's all backwash.
Okay.
It's all backwash. Bro, is that this? You got to take a shower and put on clean clothes.
Okay, I took a shower yesterday.
Okay, what does yesterday have to do with today?
Okay, I'll take a shower today and put on clean clothes because I have clean clothes to put on. Because how could we do that, okay? How's that sound?
I think I'm just now.
Everyone fucking wins.
You just have given in completely.
I just don't care. I'll just do whatever it is. I don't go fucking yell at it.
Thank you. It finally, see, it's worked with one of the kids. It's worked with one
you,
of the kids.
I just don't want to get fucking yelled at.
I'm going to yell at you either way.
Yeah, apparently. I'm fucking win.
Crunchy, even if you could, Jesus Christ, we're going to have to like go right to Walmart.
Nah, we better not. We shouldn't even go to Target.
Ooh. We could go to Target.
But Target's going to be really expensive.
Bridge, it's Go-Gurt. You want Go-Gurt. And I just want to walk around.
I want Go-Gurt. I want a cake. I want a new blanket. Maybe get a PS.
Nobody has a PS5 right now. They're still completely out of stock. Your ring finger on your left hand, that nail was bothering me.
I'll go fix it.
You're not gonna, because you have nothing to fix it with.
I'm gonna fix it.
You don't even have a top row teeth.
Yeah, but I go get your Dremel. And you know what? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cut off my toenail tonight with one of your tools. And I'm not gonna tell you which one.
Oh, buddy.
And you're not going to find out.
You can do that. I don't care. Go ahead. Just make sure you clean it first.
No. I will not clean it. I'll clean it first, but not after.
I just said first, you dumbass.
First, but not after.
Because, like, I use my tools, so they're dirty.
First, but not after.
Okay. If you bleed on it, I'll know which one it is. And if you bleed out, I'm not going
to
help you.
Yeah, I know. I'm terrified to do this because I'm going to botch this. I'm going to botch this
have to do is take vice grips, clamp them down on the toenail, hand me the vice grips, and then run away.
Okay, I know what's going to happen. Like, half my damn toe is going to come off.
Oh, my God.
Like, I want to get insurance and have this professionally done.
There's no professional way to take a fucking toenail off, you pussy.
Yeah, there is. There's a doctor who went to, like, school for 7 years to pull off toenails properly.
No.
There's a technique involved here.
Dude, listen to me. Okay. Underneath this is just raw skin and nerves that are ready to fire off every time the wind blows off on them and it blows on it and it's gonna hurt. So the only way to do it just is to take a drug as fuck and stick it inside of your body, which is gonna cost money.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you a towel and let you bite on it instead.
No. I'm gonna go pay the money for the drugs and the fancy doctor with his coat. And,
bro, he's gonna throw up when he looks at your foot.
It's fine.
He's gonna throw up in his mask and on your foot.
God damn it, Bandit.
Guys, I can't describe, I can't tell you how much his toenail, it's like they couldn't make something out of a movie look worse than this one toenail by itself. They couldn't make an entire bum look worse than this one toenail. And this guy is a homeowner.
I own my own home.
And my dog loves him.
Yes, I'm going to steal him.
I will actually beat you with a dildo that I buy just to beat you with.
I'll run away with Bandles.
I don't think that'll go well. I think 5 minutes into it, you're going to be like, what do I feed him? He's just shitting everywhere.
You get a call like 20 minutes later. Hey, bud, I'm sending Bandit back to UPS. Expect a package in the next 2 days.
I'll kill you. You bring him back. You drive him back in your car while he's chewing up your seats.
Oh, Bandy.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Bandy. Hey,
people think he's really mean, but he's just a baby. He just wants to keep everybody safe. He's a good boy. I cannot fucking believe you own a house. I don't. And you're literally going, my fucking toenail's gonna fall off, I need drugs to get it, I'm gonna get mad. Like, you know, you could just wrap a rubber band around your big toe for like 20 minutes, lose feeling in it, and pull it off.
Right? No, that's terrible, Bandy. No.
You could also ice it and drink some vodka.
We should go to Target.
Why?
So I can get stuff, and you can get stuff, and we can walk around and get stuff.
I don't really... Are you gonna pay for it?
I'm going to pay for my stuff.
All right, you'll pay for my stuff, too. Guys, we're going to Target. I'm going to make him buy me a PS5. Y'all have a good night.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to hit it with a baseball bat on YouTube. Peace!
Yay!